Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We have audio from, is he a conservative? He's not a conservative. Is he a pro-life? He's not. What is he? We have audio from Sean Hannity's radio show, and he's completely misrepresenting Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney did this government health care plan in Massachusetts, Romney Care, and he funded taxpayer-funded elective surgical abortion. And so we got audio from Sean's program yesterday, a short clip, and we want to start out with that, and then we'll get to the ABC News affiliate in Denver, 7 News. They came by because the Sisters of Leavenworth, they purchased the 2 hospitals, Good Samaritan and Exempla Lutheran, and of course they're now going to have an anti-abortion policy at those hospitals. And so, are they gone? Is Channel 7 gone? Good. We don't want to give them any scoops. So they're gone. So we'll let you know the 4 sound bites that American Right to Life gave to ABC's Denver affiliate 7 News. But first, let's listen to this sound clip from Sean Hannity's program yesterday.
Greg in Los Angeles, Talk Radio 790 KABC. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Sean, as a classical liberal, I hope you won't cut me off because I know that you are.
All right, stop whining and get. I can't stand when liberals start. Don't cut me off. Get to the point. Come on.
Let me understand your position. You oppose government-mandated, government-controlled health care plan, correct?
I oppose government-controlled health care. Yes, sir.
Then why did you endorse for president and continue to promote the man who is the first governor in the United States, Mitt Romney, to sign government-run health care?
It's not a government-run.
$50 tax-subsidized abortions in the law, Sean.
Greg, I didn't. Greg?
Yes, you supported him for president, Sean.
Greg, first of all, if you listen, you're going to learn something. First of all, I did not. For the record, they did not in the state of Massachusetts. There are aspects of that bill that I didn't fully agree with. Now, number one, including the abortion provision. Number two, what it did was it manned. If you listen, you'll learn because I know the bill better than you. It mandated that people get their own insurance from the private sector. There was no government plan, Greg, except the government mandate in a state. Now, I have my problems with it, but I certainly think it's a better option than what's being discussed here. Now, one of the questions I'm going to ask Governor Romney, he'll be with us at the top of the hour, is part of this bill, I think the cost, some analysis have it at much higher than was originally anticipated. Now, Governor Romney's bill was also watered down by the Democrats because he sent it to the state legislature. They added provisions. He vetoed them. And they overrode his veto. It was not a state plan. It was private insurance,
Sean,
that people, Sean, got help from the government to buy.
Sean, can I get a word in here?
Yeah, but you're not going to mischaracterize it. It's not a state-run system.
Yeah, first of all, Sean, if you can go to the website, the Mass Connector, they cover abortions, $50 a pop.
I disagreed with that.
Hold on. Romney signed it into law. Go to Underground.
All right. I'm not going to let you plug every website you want, Greg. If you want to buy advertising, you can. But here's the point. It was not a government-run system. It's the private system that I support, the Massachusetts system. I'll let Governor Romney explain it at the top of the hour. There are the things I liked about it, things I didn't like about it. But I'll let him explain coming up next, straight ahead.
Wow. A significant amount of misinformation there. And, you know, I think did you recognize that voice? I recognize that voice. Was that Los Angeles talk show host Greg Jackson calling in to Sean Hannity's show? I think it was. Did you get him on the line? You got him. Good job. Good job, our producer here, Bob Inyart Live. Out in Los Angeles, Greg Jackson, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Hey, good to be with you, Bob. Always a pleasure.
Hey, Greg, that was you, right?
That was me. I called and I identified myself as a liberal, and I said the liberals go to the top. And, you know, does Sean take liberal callers? And she said yes. And then once I got on,
you said you
have to be wise as serpents, right? So once I got on, I said I'm a classical liberal. So I was
a classical liberal, Greg, for those in the audience who don't know, liberty is in Jesus Christ. Liberty was actually a right-wing concept. But the liberals have stolen that from most. So, so you're a classical liberal, which means you're a right-wing Christian conservative.
Right, unlike Sean Hannity, who he and his ilk have co-opted the word, a lot like liberals have co-opted words to change their meaning. Well, liberals who are consider themselves to be conservatives, like Sean Hannity, have co-opted words too. And Sean Hannity is no more pro-marriage or pro-family or pro-life than Barack Obama. The bottom line is, in that clip that you just heard, Bob, he admits, he says, there are aspects of the bill I didn't fully agree with, including the abortion provision. Well, it didn't stop him from endorsing for president and continuing to promote the man who signed that into law.
And Mitt Romney, he could have vetoed the abortion part of Romney Care. He did not. He didn't make an effort to veto it. He didn't veto it, and it was then overrode by the state legislature. He didn't care. He's pro-abortion. His whole career shows us he's pro-abortion, except when he's lying to Republican pro-lifers. So,
except when he's trying to get votes. You're exactly right.
From Republicans. Right.
Same with Sean Hannity, and as your listeners know, because they've heard the fantastic YouTube video that you put together, the Ann Coulter hangups. It's the same with Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham. They pay lip service to the social issues that we care most.
And then they support the people who actually legalize homosexual marriage and tax funded elective surgical abortion. That's Mitt Romney, and he's their hero. He's a rabid pro homosexual marriage liberal.
And that's exactly, there's something that's like perniciously, just if you think about Sean Hannity going on the air in front of, his millions of listeners and criticizing Obamacare, the government mandated health insurance system that he's promoting with subsidizing abortions as part of it. And then only minutes later, having the man who actually signed that bill into law in Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, on. I mean, that is
startling.
That is so deceptive.
Greg Jackson.
It's sickening. It's
Greg,
sick.
It's startling. Now, let's talk about some of the specifics from that call. Sean Hannity started out saying, and he's going to disagree with you, right? And he said, in Massachusetts, they did not. And then he stopped himself because he wouldn't have known how to finish that sentence, and then he said there was aspects I disagreed with. Yeah, but those were aspects that Mitt Romney agreed with, including tax-funded elective surgical abortion. Greg Jackson, that is the epitome of aggressive pro-abortion politics.
Sean Hannity, if people haven't figured it out, is a total fraud. He's faking it. He's a GOP hack. And what they've done is they've paid lip service to the issues that we say we care about.
Yeah.
And then, they say they're pro-life, but they're not. The bottom line is this, and if Sean hadn't censored me and turned my volume down, I would have asked him, Sean, is one of those aspects that you disagree with the fact that Romney is subsidizing the killing of babies at $50 a pop? And is that not important enough to oppose him? Why haven't you mentioned that to your audience? And by the way, it's important to note, Bob, he interviewed Romney after I got off the phone with him and didn't mention it once. So it's obviously not that important to him.
Right, right. The fact that Sean Hannity would promote a candidate, a politician who supports, who funds, who authorized tax-funded surgical elective abortions. I always say it that way so it gets into people's minds. There are a lot of people who are pro-choice, pro-abortion, and they don't support tax-funded abortion. There are a lot of people who are pro-choice, but they don't support elective abortions. Mitt Romney authorized government tax-funded surgical elective abortion, child killing. That's about as aggressive pro-abortion as you tend to get in America. And that's who Sean Hannity and all these other false supposed pro-lifers are lobbying for.
And by the way, Hannity didn't even try to dispute that fact. He didn't say, no, it doesn't contain a provision that subsidizes abortion. It was like that was no big deal. And as you heard, your listeners heard, Ann Coulter said that, hey, if she were governor, she might sign it in the law as well. The fact of the matter is these are wolves in sheep's clothing. They're very dangerous.
So,
they're more dangerous than Janine Garofalo and Keith Olbermann.
So, Greg,
because at least they're honest liberals. Yes.
That's a great point. So, Greg Jackson, how about – and by the way, Greg's book, Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies.
Sean needs to read it.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Sean Hannity needs to read it. Maybe he'll find out what a conservative is. But, Greg, he said this. Sean Hannity said, I know this bill better than you do. And what's interesting is you mentioned a government website, right? Mass Connector. Right. That's a government website. That's not like your right-wing website.
Well, no, actually, when he cut me off, I had actually mentioned I
Underground
was trying
Journal.
To tell people to go to the undergroundjournal.net, which is run by our friend John Haskins.
Right.
Who knows more about Mitt Romney than anybody in the country, I guarantee you he didn't read the bill. And
well,
if I had had the chance, if he hadn't cut me off, Bob, I would have said, what is the name of the health care plan in Massachusetts? And I can guarantee you 10-1 odds that he wouldn't have been able to say that it was called Commonwealth Care because Sean Hannity is faking
He's never read the bill. He doesn't know. He said that the state legislature overrode Romney's vetoes. First of all, Romney never vetoed tax-funded elective abortions. He never vetoed
No, he did veto 8 specific provisions within that bill.
He had a line item veto, right. He had a line item veto, and he used it.
And he vetoed things such as, I think, care for dental care, some type of dental coverage for Medicare recipients. But killing babies, he didn't veto that. That obviously wasn't important enough. By the way, nor was it I guess Sean has no problem with the fact that after his purported pro-life conversion, Romney not only signed this bill into law, which subsidizes surgical elective abortions, but also placed a Planned Parenthood appointee, a member of the nation's largest
on their health advisory board, right?
With no pro-life, appointee.
And by the way, Greg Jackson, Sarah. And by the way, Greg Jackson, hey, Greg, Sarah Palin did the same thing in Alaska 3 months ago. She put a Planned Parenthood board member on the Alaska Supreme Court for life.
That's right.
Sarah Palin did that. And
Sarah Palin's not pro-life.
Right. And the Republicans make excuses for that. As though we would put, what would we put, a KKK, a skinhead member on a Supreme Court? Of course we wouldn't.
They say, you know, we're really living in Nazi Germany in many regards, where the good Germans said, oh, yeah, it's the law. We have to do it. Sarah Palin says, yeah, we're going to put somebody, you know, who is with the largest baby-killing organization on the Supreme Court to mete out justice.
Yeah.
And because it's in our state constitution, I have to do it.
Have to do it, which was a lie, and we covered that, and it'll be I think it's already at American Right to Life how that was such misinformation. Hey, Greg Jackson, how about this? Sean Hannity said about Romney Care in Massachusetts that it was not a government health care plan. It only was private health insurance. How about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's certainly a component where people could obviously buy private insurance.
Of course, but it was government health care for a huge segment of the
That's
state
right.
of Massachusetts.
By the way, subsidized government, and anytime we do that, we put the private sector at a disadvantage, which is why premiums have doubled. By the way, this isn't just Greg Jackson's analysis. This is the Cato Institute, no left-wing think tank there. The Wall Street Journal and the Boston Globe have all analyzed Romney Care. Premiums have tripled. The overall costs have at least doubled, if not tripled. There are 200,000 people in that state without health care.
He's a pro-homosexual marriage, pro-elective tax-funded abortion, pro-government health care liberal. That's who Mitt Romney is. And he is the litmus test, Greg Jackson, because every quasi-conservative, pro-life, pro-family leader or group that you hear who defend Mitt Romney, every single one, you know that that person is a traitor to God, a traitor to the innocent, and a traitor to marriage.
Good thing is, Bob, and you saw the email I sent out to Sean Hannity and 12 of his producers at Fox and his colleagues, and I copied 300 leading pro-family Christian conservative lawyers, leaders, and pundits from around the country. So I put him on notice. I let everybody know that he lied and that I gave the documented record Mitt Romney's documented record. Your listeners can go to gregjackson.com. They can go to Underground Journal. They can go to KGov and your site, Bob Enyart, and they can see this. It's plain as day. This guy is a far left-wing radical.
Absolutely.
Social and economic issues. And the bottom line is that now Sean Hannity has no excuse. Just like Coulter has no excuse, Ingram, they've all been presented with the record. And if they continue to support this guy, I think, you know, you and I both know that they're frauds, but hopefully millions of people will know and quit listening because
they're
lying to the flock.
Yeah, and Greg Jackson, in a moment, if you would, let's take one call from Arkansas. But first, let me give an example. Focus on the Family. They produced a political video, and it's part of it is about Mitt Romney. And they say this. They say, we are so similar to Mitt Romney. And we're really close that we'd really like to support him. And, you know, we're very similar to him. And I'm thinking, what are they saying? He is as godless, as pro-homosexual marriage, as pro-abortion, as pro-socialism, as a Republican candidate could get. And Focus on the Family says, we are so similar to Mitt Romney.
That's right. And, you know, by their fruits, you shall know them, Bob. And so, and, you know, Tom Minnery was interviewed by our friend Steve Dace on WHO Radio, and people can YouTube that as well. And you and I both know Tom Minnery could not defend the indefensible.
It was a startling interview. Now, Steve Dace is the number one talker in Iowa. He's on the
Hannity 3-1, by the way, and he's on the AM station.
In Des Moines, Iowa, the major city in Iowa, and Steve Dace is on a Clear Channel station, and he had Tom Minnery on. Go ahead, what?
Owned by Mitt Romney. That's the irony.
Well, Mitt Romney's former investment company. But anyway, it is funny. But Greg, Tom Minnery, the public policy director for Focus on the Family, stated openly, he said, we no longer take a 100% pro-life strategy in our activities. It's just, imagine if we're trying to stop killing of the Jews by the Germans, and Tom Minnery would say, we no longer take a strictly 100% the Jews have a right to life and the Holocaust approach.
That's right. And see, this is what's happening is that, you know, by their fruits you shall know them. And the fact of the matter is that people like Tom Minnery, and, you know, they may have started out with the best of intentions,
and
pure hearts, as you know. I mean, you've covered that for them for a long time, right there in their backyard. But the fact of the matter is that they veered off the path. They became pragmatic, political pragmatists. They bought into the whole false religion of humanism,
and it's dragged
humanist tendencies.
And you know what's happened, Greg? In the 30 years they've been doing this, the leaders, they have dragged the body of Christ, the Republican Party, and the morality of the Christian family into the gutter. They have dragged it all into the gutter, and it was all predictable. And the whole time, there were Christian voices crying out, begging our leaders, don't elevate partisan politics above loyalty to God. You could be as pragmatic, as practical as you want in the context of honoring and obeying God. But they elevated the Republican Party above God and above the scriptures. And the total failure that Dr. Dobson admitted when he stepped down as their CEO, that total failure was predictable from the beginning.
Let's bear some of the responsibility, because shame on us for putting our faith and trust so highly in a parachurch organization. It's really the pastor's fault, because you're part of the remnant of pastors, Bob, that preaches the undiluted word of God. But the fact of the matter is that, as you know, most bodies of Jesus Christ are not. They're preaching a false gospel. And so this is what happens. See,
well,
James Dobson is merely a symptom of the problem, yes.
Hey, Greg, just weeks ago, Focus on the Family said, during the Sonia Sotomayor nomination, Focus on the Family said, and they stated it twice to two different media outlets, we would not oppose a homosexual on the U.S. Supreme Court, being nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right, and why do they get away with that? And why are they still on the air? And why are Christians still listening to them? Because they're not being spiritually nourished.
Christian teenagers, Christian 13, 14-year-old Christian girls in their youth group, they think bisexuality is an acceptable alternative lifestyle. These are Christian kids going to Christian churches because our leadership is, they have no longer a moral foundation. They have become secular humanists, and this is documented in Focus on the Strategy 1 and 2. Greg, it's indisputable our Christian leaders have become secular humanists.
No, you're exactly right. So the question is, where do we go from here? What do we do? Where is the answer?
All right. Well, how about we go to Arkansas? That's a place to go. Greg, could you take one call with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. In Arkansas, Robbie, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. Greg, sorry to come in off topic of what you're talking about, but I have a public service announcement, and the Better Business Bureau has not warned people about it, so I feel it's my responsibility and duty.
All right, Robbie, go ahead. A little off topic, but that's okay. Greg and I will let it go.
Okay, there's a new scam out that's a whole lot like the Nigerian scam, where the Nigerian poses as a prince and says to people, if you give me $1,500 to pay your to pay the taxes, I'll send you $1 million.
Yeah, that email Nigerian scam, if you give me a little bit of money, I'll give you $400,000. It's just an email scam. So what's up? What's this one?
Well, there's a new one, and what's happened is this is the Kenyans have won up the Nigerians because there's a Kenyan guy who's posing as an American president who says, if you give me your children and grandchildren's financial future, I'll make sure you have some medical attention and maybe get a green job.
Whoa.
And you know what, Bob? I was reading on a Nigerian scammer.
The Kenyans have out-Nigerian Nigeria.
Absolutely. And the Nigerians are actually mocking the Kenyans right now because I was reading on one of their blogs, the posts, and the Nigerians were saying that Americans are stupid, but the Kenyans are going to fall on their face because no one would be stupid enough to fall for something.
All right. Hey, Robbie, thank you for exposing that email scam.
Okay, so y'all watch out for it now.
All right, we're going to watch out for it. So, Greg Jackson, were you able to hear that?
Yeah, I get those all the time, though. You know, they're usually in my spam filter. You know, you claim your prize, you know, that.
Yeah.
You know, the consulate in Japan is awarding you $1 million. All you got to do is send in, you know, $20,000 and we'll give you your million.
Right. And the latest one is now from Kenya. Hey, Greg Jackson, you've heard of the African proverb, it takes a village?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that's from Barack Obama's hometown.
That's right.
We did a little investigation on that.
These scams kind of remind me of the scams that Jay Sekulow has working on his show every day.
Mm. Hey, Greg, I want to thank you so much for calling into Sean Hannity's show, doing your best to get the truth out. And you know what? You did get the truth out. Mitt Romney is going to be, he is going to be radioactive. Christian leaders are going to learn if they support him, it's going to bite them bad.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, all we can do, Bob, and what you do every day faithfully, is you broadcast the truth, like the parable of the sower. And you say, and we sow the seed. Some of it's going to fall on fertile soil.
Some will.
And hopefully, of the millions of people that were listening yesterday, maybe a couple hundred thousand of them are looking at Sean Hannity differently, and maybe they'll not listen to his lies anymore.
All right.
That'll be good.
Hey, Greg Jackson, it'll be great, and there will be fruit from it. Thank you so much. May God bless you, Greg.
All right. Love you, brother. God bless.
Appreciate that. Conservative comebacks to liberal lies, Greg Jackson. And he's in the video, Ann Coulter Hangups, at YouTube. You got to see it, the Ann Coulter Hangups. All right, so the Sisters of Leavenworth now are controlling, after years of dispute, they're controlling the Denver Hospital's Good Samaritan and Exempla Lutheran. And therefore, they're saying the policy's going to change. No abortion, no chemical abortifacients. And, of course, also the Sisters of Leavenworth. What is it? Leavenworth, isn't that a federal penitentiary? They don't have any. Oh, they're from the same city. Is that in Kansas? Yeah. So American Right to Life gave 4 sound bites to the Denver ABC News affiliate on this story today. And I thought I'd share them with you. Of course, they might be on 7 News this evening if you're in the Colorado market, TV market. They said this. American Right to Life was asked by a 7 News reporter about the story, and they said, good for the sisters. A good Samaritan doesn't kill a child. Good for them. And that's right. Good for them. They said, forget Obama. This is the kind of health care reform America needs. Stop killing unborn patients and care for them. That was another good point. And they made a comment about Martin Luther. That was funny. They said, Martin Luther's been turning in his grave. It takes Catholics running his hospital to obey God's command, do not murder. And get your mind around that one. Martin Luther's been turning in his grave. It takes Catholics running his hospital just to obey God's command, do not murder. How could the Lutheran Church allow their namesake hospital to kill innocent children? And then finally, a reporter asked about tubal ligations and vasectomies, which won't be done at these hospitals any longer, just like they're not done at St. Joseph's in Denver. And that's the soundbite for that question was, look, it beats murder. Cutting vasectomies is a small price to pay to get a hospital to stop killing kids. Small price to pay. So good for the sisters. A good Samaritan doesn't kill a child. How many sisters do they have anyway? That must be a big family to run all these hospitals. The Sisters of Leavenworth. Actually, it's the Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth. So, and according to the Denver Post, the sale means the hospitals will allow no abortions. And by the way, no chemical abortifacients either, like Plan B, RU46, morning after pill. So pretty interesting. Starting in September, our annual telethon to keep Bob and Yurt live on the internet at KGov, KGOV.com. The goal is $40,000. It's an ambitious goal. It is needed in a dire way. If you've never given before, first-time listener, please give now. You give a jump start to the telethon. And Maranatha in Arvada, Colorado, what a great school, Maranatha.